Good afternoon. Thank you very much for allowing me to be here today.
上午好，谢谢大家能让我在这里和大家一起分享。
We're going to speak to a little while about God being so great.
我们今天下午要分享的是神是伟大的。
I'm sure that every Christian in their most in dire need and calling upon God for help has very little concept of the greatness of God. Over the centuries, theologians have taught us to use certain words to describe the immenseness of God. We say sovereignty and almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, infinite, eternal, immortal, to mention only a few.
比如说拥有最高级、最高权力的、全能的、无所不知的、无所不在的、无限的、永恒的、永生的，这只是提到几个。
But we know that no list of adjectives could ever adequately picture the immenseness of God.
但没有形容词能描述出神的伟大和广大。
He is so big that we don't even have an adequate description of His bigness.
神如此大，我们甚至没有合适的词来形容。
He is bigger than our biggest words and more grander than our grandest concepts.
他的广大远远超出了我们的言语和理念。
Because He is God, no mortal man can ever use thoughts to describe or be aware of His greatness.
因为他是神，凡人的言语和理念无法了解他的伟大。
He is far bigger than our imagination could ever be. His presence fills the universe. He is more powerful than we can know and wiser than all the wisdom of the wisest men and women put together. His wisdom is above human understanding and His grace has no limits. His holiness is infinite and His ways are past our finding out. He is the one true God who has no beginning and no end. He created all things that we know and all things exist by His power. He has no peers and no one gives Him advice. No one can fully understand Him. He is perfect in all His perfections. Our best efforts fall far short of His divine reality, and we flatter ourselves to imagine that we understand Him. He has no comparable enemies. He's not comparable in wisdom, power, or any other way. God, in fact, stands alone in eternity and in the segment of time. There is a fundamental categoric difference between God and His creation. His thoughts are higher precisely because He is God and we are not. Therefore, we shouldn't be surprised that God does things that we don't understand. Neither should we be surprised that most of our questions about life go unanswered. The question we consider today is since we have a great God who loves us more than we can know, why do we struggle and allow our faith to languish? In dealing with our greatest struggles, it helps to remind us ourselves that God is really with us.
He 帮助提醒我们神实际上是怎样一位神。
The greater our view of God, the more strength we will have to face the trials of life.
对神的认识越充足，在面对生活中磨难的时候，我们将会越有力量。
Similarly, the lower our view is of God, the more likely we are to be blown away by situations in life when they turn bad.
同样的，对神的认识越是缺陷，当生活不如意的时候，我们就会更不容易站立得稳。
Romans 11:33 through 36 tells us about God's greatness.
罗马书十一章三十六节中述说神的伟大。
When Paul runs up against the mountain of incomprehensible greatness and glory of God, he simply explodes with humble worship and praise.
当保罗面对巨大的无法理解神的伟大与荣耀，就激发出他谦卑的敬拜和赞美。
From this text, we notice, first of all, that there is nothing that God does not know.
首先我们要知道没有神不知道的事情。
God simply knows everything that there is to know.
很简单，只要是能知道的，神都知道。
Paul could only proclaim, "Oh, the depth and riches of his wisdom and knowledge of God," in verse 33.
在第三节中，保罗说：“深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识。”
The Apostle Paul was as well acquainted with God as any man ever was.
没有人能像使徒保罗这样更了解神。
Yet he confessed himself to be at loss to know the depth of God.
他表白自己根本不知道神的深奥。
How deep is the knowledge of God?
神的学问有多深呢？
Paul could only stand at the edge and peer out into the depths.
神的学问如此深，保罗只能站在边缘观看他的深度。
When a man wades out into the ocean, he feels the sand under his feet.
当一个人向海中走去的时候，只要他脚踩在沙子上，就会觉得安全。
As long as he can feel the sand underneath his feet, he feels in control.
只要他踩在沙子上，就会觉得他能够掌握一切。
But as he proceeds further, the sand disappears and he feels nothing beneath him.
当他继续往深处走，他会觉得沙子渐渐消失，他感觉不到任何东西在他脚底下。
Eventually, the waves come and hurls him into the surf and toss him this way and that way.
最终一个浪打来，把他猛推到海浪中，并且随着波浪被抛来抛去。
As the current carries him outward, he realizes he has no measure of the depth.
当他被海浪卷走的时候，就意识到他无法估量海的深处。
There is a measure, but he can't grasp a hold of the measure of the depth of the ocean.
这就是他完全不能够测出海的深度。
And this feeling is perhaps what Paul felt at the end of his contemplation on God's sovereignty.
这也许就是保罗在深思默想神的主权后所得到的感觉。
He thought about man's sin and God's eternal plan to show mercy and grace to a sinful man.
他想到人的罪，以及神的永生的计划对罪人所表示的怜悯和恩赐。
No matter how blasphemous and wicked and vile and how far back in the prison of sin he is, God shows mercy to all.
无论是多么邪恶、卑劣、不敬畏神，或者是被罪所监禁，神向所有的人施怜悯。
Paul can't understand it, and finally he stops and says, reasoning simply, praise God for an incredible plan of salvation.
保罗理解这一点，最终他说：“让我们停止论证，单单为他不可思议的救赎计划来赞美神。”
Our study of God's greatness must eventually give way to praise and worship of God, else we will be guilty of thinking that we understand God.
我们研究神的伟大，最终必须被赞美和祭拜神所代替，否则认为我们了解神，就会让我们觉得自己问心有愧。
Oh, the depth of God's wisdom!
深哉神的智慧。
Oh, the depth of God's justice!
深哉神的公义。
Oh, the depth of God's grace!
深哉神的恩典。
Oh, the depth of God's forgiveness!
深哉神的饶恕。
Oh, the depth of God's love!
深哉神的爱。
The best and brightest of men and women must eventually come to the conclusion.
最聪明的人最终会得到同样的结论。
The astronomer gazes at the star-filled night.
天文学家注视充满繁星的夜空。
As the most powerful telescopes take us to the edge of the universe, the wise man bows his head and exclaims, "How great and glorious thou art!"
最先进的天文望远镜把我们带到宇宙的边缘，智者鞠躬赞叹说，你真荣耀伟大。
Those who know most must confess how little they actually know.
那些知道很多的人往往表白说他们实际上知道的不多。
If a man claims an intimate knowledge of God, we must suspect that he knows God no better than he knows himself.
如果一个人宣称他完全了解神，我们必须怀疑他了解神远远不如他了解自己。
God is far deeper than our minds can understand.
神比我们头脑所能理解的要深远多。
Not only is his wisdom and knowledge deeper than we can know, it's deeper than we can ever even imagine.
不仅神的智慧知识比我们知道的要深，它超乎了我们所能想象的。
We have no mental ability for the depth of God's character.
我们没有智力去理解神的品格特征。
We can simply know that it is, and that we know nothing about it except what God has chosen to give us through His Word.
我们单单知道就是这样，我们什么也不知道，除非神选择向我们显示。
Trying to understand God is like trying to empty the ocean with a small bucket.
试图了解神就像试图用一个小桶去倒空海水。
We dip our bucket and remove the water thousands of times till we're exhausted.
我们用桶子舀一千次，觉得精疲力尽了。
And yet we've made very little, if any, impact on the immenseness of the ocean.
但是对辽阔浩瀚的海水没有任何的影响。
Our bucket is too small, our arms are too weak, and the ocean is too big, wide, and deep.
桶子太小，手臂太软弱，而且海水太深、太宽和太大。
So it is with God. We cannot begin to comprehend the depths of His being.
就像是对神一样，我们不能理解他本质的深度。
Someone has put some rather odd words together in a Southern gospel song.
有一首南方赞美诗中有一些古怪的词句。
One phrase goes like this: Has it ever occurred to you that nothing occurs to God?
有一句这样写道：你是否想到，对神来讲，没有任何一件事情是偶然发生的？
That sounds a little odd because things occur to us all the time, but it's true.
听上去很怪，因为我们生活中总有事情发生，这的确是事实。
Nothing has ever occurred to God.
但对神来讲，从来没有偶尔发生的事。
He never wakes up in the morning and says, "Oh, what a great idea has occurred to me."
神从来不会睡醒了说，我想到了一个好主意。
In the first place, he never sleeps, so he never wakes up.
首先，神不睡觉，也不会睡醒。
In the second place, all his ideas are great.
第二，他所有的意念都是绝妙的。
And the third thing is, nothing ever occurs to him.
第三，对他来讲，没有偶尔发生的事。
He knows all the great ideas from all time, from the beginning of time.
从太初开始，神就一直知道所有的绝妙的计划。
Our text suggests that he knows everything that could ever be known.
圣经中讲，神知道所有能够被知道的事情。
Not only is his knowledge deep, it is also wide. He knows everything that has ever been.
不只是因为他知识的深度广度，他知道所有发生的事情。
He knows everything that is and ever will be.
他知道已经发生的事、正在发生的事情和将来要发生的事情。
He even knows everything that could have been.
他甚至知道所有不应该发生的事。
Not only does he know it, but he has known it from the beginning of time.
他不仅知道，而且在创始之初他就知道了一切。
We can see a little of God's great knowledge and forethought when we contemplate His prevenient grace.
当我们仔细考虑神预先准备的恩典，我们只是看到了一点点关于神的知识和预先的计划。
Or we could say the thought of God going before us.
或者是我们可以说神提前赐下的恩典。
You see, God is already at work before man gets there.
你看，神其实在我们来到之前，神已经开始做工。
He is working creatively, strategically, and redemptively for man's good in his glory. So many times we limit God in thinking of his presence that go with us as we move through life. His presence in the now is true and it's wonderful, but it's only part of God's presence. He is not only with us now, he is already way up the road ahead of us. Think about it this way. While I am struggling with the problems of today, God is already working providing solutions for the things that are going on tomorrow.
这样想,
you see, God is already in the tomorrow, working creatively situations that we're yet to face.
你看, 他已经在那里了,
he is working in our future, preparing us for situations and situations for us. We're thinking of it real plainly. While we're in Tuesday, he is clearing the road for Friday. That's exactly what Proverbs 3:6 means when it promises us that he will make your path straight. You see, God is already at work providing solutions and problems we don't even know about. So if you tend to worry about next week, forget about it. See, God's already had it covered, and when you get there, he has you covered. What about that meeting that troubles you about next Monday?
下个星期一不是有个重要的会议吗?
Don't sweat it, he's already there.
不要紧张,
what about the surgery your daughter faces?
你大女儿不是要做手术吗?
Fear not, he's already there.
不要害怕,
it would be enough if God simply walked with us through the events of the day as they happen. But he does much more than that. He goes way ahead of us, even a lifetime in some cases. He is clearing the way, he's arranging details of life before we get there. And when we get there, he gives us confidence that he's already been there before us. That's the prevenient grace of God. He's already been there for us. He goes before his people and he works in the future while we live in the present. You see, he could do that because he's everywhere and knows everything. But we notice that we often do not understand what God's plan is. The Apostle Paul recognized this when he said, his unsearchable judgments. He's simply admitting that it's beyond human understanding. Man is not equipped intellectually, emotionally, to study the things that God's extravagant generosity does. Isaiah 55:8 and 9 explains that God's thoughts and man's thoughts are not in any way to be compared.
以赛亚书55:8-9解释说，神的意念和人的意念从任何角度都无法相比。
This distance between man's thoughts and God's ways and thoughts are greater than the earth, the distance of the earth to the heavens.
神的道路和意念与人的相比，比天地之间的距离更远。
The thoughts of God and His planning for man is simply out of reach of human understanding.
神的意念和他对人的计划不是人类能理解的。
The thoughts and the deep wisdom of God is way over our heads.
神的意念和深远的智慧远远超出了我们所思所想。
We'll never be able to understand it because it's way over our heads.
我们永远都不会明白，因为我们无法知道。
Not only does God make plans we don't know about, but even if we did know about them, we couldn't understand them.
我们不仅仅是不知道神的计划，即使知道，我们也不能明白。
That explains why many things in life remain unexplainable forever.
这也就说明有些事情是永远无法解释。
It's not that God is unwilling to explain it, it's that our finite minds can't begin to comprehend it.
这并不是神不愿意解释，而是我们有限的头脑无法理解。
Simply put, God's purpose is infinite, ours is finite.
神无限的旨意，当想到人不能够理解神。
When considering man's inability to comprehend God, John Wesley said, Show me a worm that fully understands man, and I'll show you a man that can comprehend God.
人不能理解神，约翰·威斯理曾说，给我一个能完全理解人的虫子，那我就会向你证明人能够明白上帝。
It simply can't be done.
很简单，这是完全不可能的。
Too many times we're seeking God for help and solutions to our troubles, and we tend to tell him what he needs to do.
许多时候，当我们寻求神的帮助，或者是解决困难的方法，我们倾向于告诉神他需要做什么。
But several times in the scripture it's mentioned, is anyone wise enough to tell God what to do?
但圣经常提醒我们，谁有足够的智慧能告诉神应该怎么做呢？
You see, God needs no counselor, for he is infinitely wise.
神有无限的智慧，他不需要谋士。
In education institutions, there's trained professionals that we call guidance counselors.
在高等学院，有些受过训练的专家被称作指导顾问。
They help students make wise decisions about their future.
他们帮助学生就关于未来做出明智的决定。
They gather data from test scores and detailed interviews. They compare the student's strength and weakness with what's available in opportunities.
他们从考试成绩和详细的面试中收集资料，根据学生的实力和缺点与可能得到的机会相比较。
Such counselors are indispensable because life is filled with so many possibilities.
这样的谋士是不可缺少的，因为生活中充满了太多的可能性。
But God needs no counselors. Indeed, He is ultimately the guidance counselor.
但是神不需要指导顾问，实际上他是最终级的指导顾问。
He guides every being in the universe. But no one is qualified to guide him.
他指引宇宙万物，但是没有人能够引导他。
He counsels all creation, but no one is his counselor.
他为所有的创造物提供建议，但是没有人是他的谋士。
For man to counsel God would be like a candle trying to give light to the sun.
人为神提供建议，就像蜡烛给太阳提供光明。
Paul also came to understand in verse 33 that only God understands everything that happens.
而且保罗也提到，只有神明白所发生的每件事情。
Again in verse 33, he says, "And his paths beyond tracing out."
第33节提到他的踪迹何其难寻。
There are some things that God's ordained that we should know about him.
神所制定的有些事情，我们是应该知道的。
The things that he wants us to know, he's made plain through his word.
他想让我们知道的事情显而易见。
And these things are placed in our pathway like a flashing neon sign.
他们被放在我们的路途中，就像闪
A Christian must work hard to deny them. But God's judgments of his hand are hidden in the shadows, dark and mysterious. And the trail to our understanding them is closed forever to us. If we should try to pry beneath these mysteries of God, we'll only find confusion and doubt. Rather, our response must be to bow before him in adoration and worship for things that we do not understand about God. Simply put, in life many things will happen that we simply do not understand. In this life, we'll never understand sickness, accidents, violent crimes, sudden financial collapse, financial crises, divorce, our crumbled dreams, cancer, many other things. By faith, we can only say, the Lord gives and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We can never know the terms of life in advance. God gives us life, health, happiness, our children, our friends. It is ours to enjoy while we can. Someday it will all be gone, and only God will know why when things happen. Most of the time we can only wonder about it, and Satan will tempt us to doubt God's love and accuse him falsely. In conclusion, it seems as though the Apostle Paul cannot contain himself. In our text, he's showing to mankind that God is all and in all. Everything comes from him, and everything exists by his power, and everything will ultimately be answering to him. Paul is giving to us in this verse a secret of the Christian worldview. This verse, in fact, takes man off the throne of his own little world and puts God on the throne of the universe. For the unregenerate heart, life is all about me and mine. Paul is helping us to look beyond the world of self-importance and glimpse God high and lifted up. In ecstasy, he makes his point by declaring, to him be glory forever, amen. There are three words that leap out to us from verse 36. The words from, through, and to. As a Christian, we know that everything we have and everything in this world is from God. But when we read this verse, we realize knowing everything is from God does not give us the complete perspective. What about Paul says through him and to him?
我们还要看看依靠他、归于他是怎么讲的。
Through him reminds us that without Jesus Christ, I can never receive any of the gifts from God.
依靠他提醒我们，没有基督耶稣，我们不可能从神那里得到任何的礼物。
It is not what I have done, but is what Christ has done to accomplish this.
不是我们已经做了什么，而是在于基督耶稣已经成就的。
That is why the last part of the verse instructs us to continuously give him glory forever. To him be glory forever.
这就是为什么在这节经文的最后一个部分教导我们要持续不断地将荣耀归于神，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
Thank you, and God bless you.
谢谢大家，愿神祝福你们。